morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley at 7:30 till 9. Currently in the valley, it's a little bit cool, minus 3 degrees and dark. What else do we have here? Winds out of the east at 3 kilometers an hour, and humidity sitting at 92%. We have a 60% chance of flurries this morning, becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon with a high of plus 2. And then we'll have some cloudy conditions tonight and go down to minus 3 with a high of 0 tomorrow in the sunshine. And then Friday, high of 2 in the sun. Saturday, high of 3 in the sun. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 1. Ooh, Monday is just going to be a little bit cloudy, and Tuesday as well with highs of 0 degrees. I was just looking at the Crescent Valley Thundercats page today. They haven't even lost a game this month yet. So things are going pretty good. They've got two games this weekend coming up, one against Castlegar, and I just forget the other team right offhand, but I'll get going on that for you. Anyway, I think what we'll do is we'll start off with a little bit of... I sure hope I didn't play this song yesterday. I don't think so, but we'll start off with some Alice this morning, as in Cooper. Be My Lover, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.
Sorry. forever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway, and that's a cold shot, baby. Yeah, that's a thing. And that's a cold shot, baby.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. When she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
What's going on? Okay, there we go. All sidetracked. We got dogs clawing at me. We got Randy Bachman sliding in a little extra jazz for you there at the end of that Undone album off the Wheatfield Soul album. Oh, man. All of a sudden, all hell's breaking loose in the booth. Yeah, 1969 there from Canned Wheat. What else we have there? Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, A Cold Shot. And that is taken from the Couldn't Stand the Weather album, 1984 was the release date on that. And, of course, we started off with some Alice Cooper. All right, a quick look at the This Day in Canadian History here. 1992 on this day out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, Roberto Bondar, a Canadian Space Agency mission specialist born in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, blasts into space from the Kennedy Space Center on an 8-day flight aboard the shuttle Discovery with 6 other astronauts and Canada's first woman astronaut. Another birthday today, 1957, Mike Bossy, hockey player, born on this day in Montreal, 1938. Yeah, how about 1957? What a great typo. Bossy led the New York Islanders to 4 Stanley Cups. He was playoff MVP in 82, scored 50 or more goals 9 straight years. He has a total of 573 career goals. Haven't heard much from Bossy after he retired. Don't know what the deal is there with him. Anyways, let's get back to some music. One of my favorite tunes. It's only rock and roll, but I like it. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Love song so good. South Kootenai Radio.
Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
I'm on.
Okay, trampled underfoot there, Led Zeppelin from the Physical Graffiti album. That particular song going out to the big Zeppelin fan there up on the North Shore in New Brunswick. And that one came out in 1975. What else do we have there? We played a little ZZ Top, LaGrange. And, of course, starting things off on that segment with the Rolling Stones. It's only rock and roll. But I like it. Yeah, I do. Anyways, the news crew is standing by. They're a little ticked that we're late. 8:04, I see already. So let's let them get going right now here with their 4-minute, 30-second news update. And we'll be back in the second half hour with a real good song going to lead things off.
It is January 22nd, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A peace conference aimed at ending the Syrian civil war has opened in Switzerland, and it's off to a rocky start. The opposition and their allies are laying out terms that the Syrian regime is refusing to recognize. Here's the CBC's Carol McNeil.
The Syrian National Council didn't waste any time laying claim to their first demands right off the bat. They say there will be no negotiation on the issue of Bashar al-Assad staying in power in Syria. In fact, for them, the first order of business is for the Syrian government to agree to transfer power away from Assad right now. And on this point, they are backed up by the United States. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying that Assad had lost legitimacy and that there's no place for him in a transitional government. Clearly, that didn't play well with the Syrians when it was their turn. The Syrian Foreign Minister looked John Kerry in the eye and said, "No one has the right to remove Bashar al-Assad except Syrians."
That's the CBC's Carol McNeil in London. Now to the ongoing security concerns ahead of the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi. A number of European countries are reporting that their Olympic committees have received threatening letters warning against sending athletes to the Sochi Games. CBC's David Common reports.
Hungary came out this morning, the Olympic Committee there, and said it had received a threatening letter telling its athletes basically don't come. Slovenia then came out and said we've received the same kind of letter and there are suggestions that there are other letters like this that are out there. There's now some question about whether that was a real threat. Maybe it was just a fake made up by someone. But it does speak about this culture of fear when we should be thinking about a culture of excitement and competition heading towards the Olympics. What is terrorism about? It is about instilling fear. The attacks are secondary to that. It's about creating a culture of fear. And so whether these letters are real or created by rebels, militants from the Dagestan region, the effect is the same.
That's the CBC's David Common. Later this morning, we're expecting Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Kathy Dunderdale to announce her resignation. Here's the CBC's Ficodopia.
It's probably not the way Premier Kathy Dunderdale had planned to start out 2014. After fending off weeks of criticism over her response or lack of response to the collapse of Newfoundland's electricity system, she left on vacation, only to have it cut short to respond today to a political defection, this one from a recently appointed caucus chairman. Even though Paul Lane had been a vocal champion of Dunderdale, on Monday, he said privately he'd been losing confidence in the premier.
I believe that our government has lost its way and has indeed forgotten to listen to the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.
Dunderdale had to have been listening to polls that suggest she's the least popular premier in the country, or former cabinet colleagues that publicly questioned her leadership. A major fall from her easy election victory in 2011 after taking over from her popular predecessor, Danny Williams. Vicadopia, CBC News, St. John's.
Another nasty winter storm system that roared through the American Northwest yesterday has moved now into the Canadian Maritimes. A growing number of flights in and out of Atlantic Canada have been canceled today as the region braces for powerful winds and up to 30 centimeters of snow. Meanwhile, across Quebec, Ontario, and Manitoba, it is another day in the deep freeze, with temperatures this morning locked in around minus 20 and comfortably lower. A mining company in South Africa has unearthed a rare blue diamond. It's 29 carats, and it's said to be vivid blue with extraordinary tone and clarity. There's been no estimate yet on its potential value. That will come later after it's been polished. It was discovered in the same mine that yielded the famous 500-carat Star of Africa blue diamond. That was found back in 1905 and is now part of the British Crown Jewels. And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. The second half hour. Let's get rolling here as we're behind schedule. Crowbar, Oh What a Feeling, right here on South Kootenai Radio. 1970 from the Bad Manners album.
That's a boogie, the life we love to live. And the second one, that's easy. That's all the many more things we have to give. Remember, the third one is the rhythm, and it's still strange yet. And that's just a preview of the things you're gonna get. Yeah.
All right, let's get rolling with this day in rock and roll history right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, here we go. January the 22nd, and what do we've got? A couple of birthdays here. Sam Cooke, born on this day in 1931, only 16, one of his big hits. Hattie Harris, vocalist for the Shirelles. Soldier Boy, their big hit, or one of their big hits, born in 1940. 1949, Steve Perry, lead singer of Journey, one of their big hits, Who's Crying Now? 1949 as well, J.P. Pennington, guitar and vocals for Exile. Of course, their big hit, Kiss You All Over. And the last one here, Teddy Gentry, vocals and bass for Alabama. Love in the First Degree, vocals and bass for Alabama. Useless trivia throughout the years. On January the 22nd, we are going to start in 1959, and that's when Buddy Holly was in the recording studio for the last time. He laid down tracks for Slippin' and Slidin', Wait Till the Sun Shines Nelly, Love is Strange, Dearest, and Smokey Joe's Cafe. Alone with an acoustic guitar and a tape recorder in his New York City apartment, he would make his final recordings, including Pigs Who Got Married, Crying, Waiting, Hoping. That's what they say, what to do, learning the game, and that makes it tough. The recordings would be overdubbed after his death and released by Coral Records. 1966, you all remember this one, Frank Sinatra's daughter enters the Hot 100 for the second time, which will be her biggest hit, These Boots Are Made for Walking. The song would later go on to number one for a week and spend 3.5 months on the chart. 1977, Peter Green, who earlier left Fleetwood Mac, was institutionalized after firing a pistol at a general direction of a delivery boy who was attempting to deliver a $30,000 royalty check. Green announced renounced rock and roll in 1970 and didn't want the money. He later worked as a hospital porter and a grave digger, but came back in 1979 to record In the Skies, which did manage some moderate success, and probably his biggest hit that he wrote that many people might not know about, that Santana had a big hit with, Black Magic Woman. 1991, 23 years after its release in America, LP Elvis Gold Records is made available in China on cassette only. And in 2001, Santana started a three-week run at number one on the Billboard Hot 200 chart with his big album Supernatural. It spent a total of 9 weeks at the top during this year of 2001. Anyways, let's get rolling here. What do we have? I think what we'll do is play that Nancy Sinatra song that that I mentioned. And let's see if we can't get that rolling here. Well, okay, I think I'm about ready now. Accessing. Processing. Awesome start.
You keep saying you got something for me. something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you oughta not bet. You keep saying when you oughta be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
South Kootenai Radio. Tune in, listen, and enjoy.
cold. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a dog end. He goes down to the bog and warms his feet. Feeling alone, the armies of the road. Salvation and a load that cover the tea. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see.
Thank you. life's getting richer. The poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you later.
Listen to Tim in the morning, weekdays, 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I got Thank you.